I worked way hard than I did my freshman and sophomore year. And I didn't have any doubt or leaving a doubt that I wasn't going to be the number one receiver. I just had to come out and do what I had to do.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Who else would be talking about himself as the number one receiver in the draft? None other than Sammy Watkins of Clemson, who by most accounts had a good pro day today at Clemson. We don't have any details of that yet, but we hope to get more to you as we proceed through the show. By the way, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. 216-578-0850 to call us and tell us, what are you doing it for? Are you doing wide receiver, or quarterback? We heard Mary Kay Cabot say she's going with the quarterback. I wasn't shocked by that. She's all about that position. That's been her drive, and she says it. She makes no bones about it, and she's inclined to say that Teddy Bridgewater should be the pick, but has to do more research on that. There is, I think, some divided opinion on who the actual pick would be if it was a quarterback, but there seems to be a universal sense that you help this team more if you get a difference-making dynamic guy like Sammy Watkins. I don't know. I'm still – if I miss my chance to get the quarterback that I believe will be great for me, even if he's not – even if I don't know that for sure in 2014, the basic football 101 in me says you get the quarterback that you want to get, and the receivers will all benefit. And in a draft like this, you can still get a good receiver. You don't have to grab him at four.
In my opinion, if there's a quarterback at four that the Browns feel can be that guy that can put them in the top half of the league year after year and give them a chance to compete, because that's what you need. You need a quarterback who's in the top half of the league, and if you have that, you can go to the playoffs and you can win Super Bowls.
Yep.
That's what you need.
Yep.
And if the Browns feel that that guy's there for, and I do, and I think his name's Teddy Bridgewater, I draft him. If not, then it opens up the door for a guy like Sammy Watkins at wide receiver. The thing with me is, in this draft, wide receiver seems to be so stacked, so many talented players at the top of the class and at the bottom. Now, we've heard guys come on here who know very well, Greg Cosell, saying that he believes that Sammy Watkins, the difference between Sammy Watkins and the other receivers is the same as for like Julio Jones, A.J. Green, and the rest of their class. If he's that kind of a transcendent talent, it's hard not to get excited about him and bringing him to the team if that is the way that the Browns go at number four.
Yeah, my feeling on that is you have to believe you've got the right quarterback. I think it's challenging in this draft because no one among the so-called top group makes that compelling enough case to me that you just have to put everything aside and say, this is the guy. Now, that's me looking at it, not the team looking at it. But my inclination would be, again, I love Blake Bortles. That's my favorite of this group. My feeling about him is that he has enough, the same doubts that I have that would keep me from going to Bridgewater there, that would keep me from going Manziel there being four, would be the same for maybe different reasons, but they're doubts, that I'd go with Bortles there. What I see in Bortles is the guy who's going to have the long, outstanding career. I think of this quarterback class, he'll be the one that we'll be talking about for years as the best of the group, but I don't know enough about him as far as the doubts that I have about him keep me from wanting to do that at four. I'd feel a lot better if that was the guy I could get later in the draft. And conceivably, that could happen, by the way, with all of them, including Bridgewater. I mean, you don't necessarily have to do this other than the reason we just stated, which is you got in a meeting room and everybody, Ray Farmer, Mike Patton, Jimmy Haslam, all sat down and looked at each other and said, guys, This is our guy. We got to have him, whoever, and fill in the blank at quarterback.
If it's not, don't take a quarterback. Don't reach. Stay true to your board.
Yeah, stay true to your board. Your board might have Sammy Watkins there, but your board might have somebody else there. It might be a defensive player, and nobody wants to hear this. It might even be an offensive lineman. And that's the pick that I know a lot of people are cringing at. Don't give us a lineman when you get, well, you know what? This team needs a lineman, and it needs a really good offensive lineman to be added to a group that has two of them, likely two, in Thomas and Mack. Let's go to Doug on a cell. Hello, Doug.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just think that you look at this draft, and there are no quarterbacks. I don't see any Andrew Lucks in this draft. And, to me, that first player that you take at number four has got to come in and has got to produce right away. And that's why, if it's me, I go with the safe pick, and I take Sammy Watkins. I put him opposite of Josh Gordon. And with Jordan Cameron running up the seam, you've got a lethal passing attack for the next 10 years. I understand that you need a quarterback. I think we have one that at least can get us by for the next few years. He's got a quick release, and he thinks quick on his feet. And I think we draft our quarterback in the second or third round, and there are plenty of them to draft this year. And if Sammy Watkins in there, and you guys just mentioned it, the tackle, hey, you know what? I'd take a tackle if he's the best in the draft and is good and going to be there for 10 years. At least it's a guy that's going to come in right now and give you value. These three quarterbacks, you have no idea if they're going to be able to come in right away and they're ready to play pro ball. But those are my comments. I'll listen to you guys off the air. Thanks for
good
taking
stuff,
my call.
Doug.
Again.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it. To me, it just comes down to, yes, you could say if you had Sammy Watkins and Gordon Cameron, you have a great offense. I think the same is true if you say you've got Gordon, Odell Beckham, and Jordan Cameron, Gordon and Brandon Cooks, and Josh Gordon. I think that the wide receivers are deep. If this was a different wide receiver class, I think it makes it much more compelling to take Watkins at four. I'm not saying you're going to regret it, but a wide receiver, it can be a risky pick seeing how he transitions to the NFL. Certainly didn't run NFL routes as often as other receivers in the college level did
right.
last year, given that he was in such a screen-heavy game. 57% of his targets were screens. So it is an interesting dilemma, and it's one that I think this team is going to be weighing on and thinking about right now.
You hit the magic word, dilemma. I want to say it's a good problem to have, but nonetheless, I will call it a problem because the caller's point, and I've heard this said pretty often, but I think it's worth repeating. That fourth pick guy has got to be massively impactful, and he's got to be someone that you know what he is, or you don't know everything about a rookie, any kind of rookie. Even Joe Thomas, when he came in and began a run of seven consecutive Pro Bowls from his first year, you didn't know everything that you needed to know about him, but you had good faith that picking him, whatever it was, third overall, was going to be that kind of secure level pick. This fourth overall choice, you got to know more about him than not. And I have, we both, I think, would agree that there's at least reasonable questions with any of the quarterbacks, even the ones that we like, and we don't like the same guy. But you brought it up with Sammy Watkins. Conversion to the NFL, transition to the NFL, a difficult thing. And that would worry me because if I'm going to make that investment in a fourth overall pick, his numbers have to be commensurate with what Josh Gordon did last year. He can't just be an okay second guy who had a nice season. You want to see bang flash right off the bat.
For example, DeAndre Hopkins, his teammate at Clemson, was highly touted, taken in the first round by the Houston Texans, not at the top, but a little bit later on, I think around 22nd, I want to say, for DeAndre Hopkins. And he came in and had a rookie year with the Houston Texans, saw him catch 52 balls for 800 yards and two touchdowns. That would not be okay if the Browns take him at number four. It needs
Great
to
example.
Be an immediate impact. And can Sammy Watkins provide that? We certainly will find that out. And I'm very excited about the interview we're going to have next. Matt Miller, NFL draft scout for Bleacher Report, is going to join us. And his board is very interesting. The guys we're talking about, Teddy Bridgewater, Sammy Watkins, two of the top three guys on his big board right now. So it'll be interesting to get his take on that and what he thinks the Browns should do in the draft when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.